Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Hello and welcome to Farm View. Well, as usual, it's Kieran O'Connor here with your weekly farming problem. Well, in this week's problem, we'll hear how the IFA have said that price war could finish all year round milk production. We'll talk to IFA's liquid milk chair, Henry Dunn, about this threat to liquid milk suppliers. I'll also discuss the success of FarmGen, a renewable on-farm energy solution and on-farm solar installer. And we'll look back at last week's very successful Tierlawn Open Days at their Wexford cheese plant. I'll talk to Wexford plant site manager, John O'Connor. And plus, as always, we'll have our farming calendar.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Price wars could finish year-round milk production. That's according to the IFA, and while consumers might be glad to see cuts in retail milk price, they should be aware of the potential consequences of retail price war. Joining us on the line, I'm glad to be joined by Henry Dunn. He's chair of IFA's Liquid Milk Committee. Henry, thanks for taking our call.
No problem. Thank you, Kieran.
Henry, as I said in the outset, while consumers might be happy and glad to see the cuts in retail milk price, the consequences are huge for the liquid milk suppliers.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it is a huge concern, Kieran. We all, and I am a consumer myself, but we need a margin to survive. And I guess there's both a margin in our sector, there's a viability in our sector to make it work, and a huge issue is the generational renewal. And I guess with all those factors in mind, if we do see a price war on the shelves and retailers looking for market to try and grab market share off each other, it could come at the cost of, like you said, the liquid sector, which is a vital part of the industry. It's lovely. We all enjoy our fresh cream on our Christmas pudding in the wintertime, and that comes at a cost. The farmer has to calve his cows in the autumn to produce a high quality product that the processor can process and the retailer can sell. And if there is a war going forward, we're going to see an issue, because the margins that are being eroded on the shelf are going to be knocked back down to the primary producer. And it's something that in the long run, more and more people are going to leave the sector, and those that are in it are going to find it hard to make a living to stay afloat.
And we mentioned liquid milk in all year round milk production, but a small cohort of farmers have signed a contract to produce milk 365 days a year. Indeed, there's been a drop in the number of suppliers doing this by 34% in the first 10 years. So there's down to 1,200 suppliers, but really it's at a crucial stage now where people are making their mind up. Can we afford to produce milk all year round with the extra costs, and as you say, calving the autumn and producing milk during those winter months?
Is a shrinking number all the time. And like I said, we have both the extra burden of the workload. You've got extra labor with the current budget, increasing the budget. And you've got feed throughout the winter to keep that cow producing a high quality product.
And of course, the extra costs, as you say, electricity, heating and feeding during those winter months. And really, people who supply milk, a lot of people might be aware, the spring calving herds calve their cows in the spring, produce milk off grass during the spring months right up to the autumn and then dry off, where you as a liquid milk supplier and your cohorts have to produce all year round. And that's the key, making that viable.
Yeah, we are. We're all year round, 365. I know it myself and grew up into this system. It's third generation on the farm here. And I love my job. I love what I do, but it's a hard job. It's a very hard job. And it's very difficult to get time off. Extra costs to go in to producing this high quality product through the winter period.
And obviously it received huge headline last week, dropping the milk price on the shelf, all the big retailers, one following the other. Price war really could threaten the viability of this vulnerable sector. And really it's important that consumers rely on this prioritised purchase of farmer co-op owned milk brands.
Absolutely, yeah. There's really good brands out there that they can all support across all parts of the country, and they need to be engaging in that and not allow the retailer to erode the margin or the viability of the sector. They need to support the co-ops, the Avonmores, Snow Cream, Wexford here that I'm a supplier of, and make sure that we don't get into a situation, like you said, that we get into a price war. There's potential greediness amongst retailers to try and grab at a market share off each other, and it can't be at the detriment of the farmer who's working hard.
And as we said, they got the headlines last week for this, the retailers. Henry, in your view, what needs to happen here?
Well, we can't, certainly, Kieran, the first thing is we can't see another drop in the shelf price. That would be disastrous for the liquid sector. We've already seen huge cuts in our base price, the commodity price. Globally, there's been an increase in production of milk, which has meant the base price has dropped, which makes our premium. There is a premium supplied by co-ops to help support liquid farmers through this expensive time. But with a huge drop in base price, we've seen nearly 10 cent for some co-ops in the last 4 months. The liquid premium is going to become very little to help the farmer through that. So I think the first thing is we need to see stability amongst the retailers. They all need to stay where they are, allow that margin to trickle down through the processor onto the farm. And then there just needs to be the support of the consumer, the understanding that we are out there producing high quality product. We're I guess this custodians of the land. We're doing all the viable and recording regulatory requirements to create an economically safe and important environment.
And you mentioned there, of course, it is a premium for those six winter months over the price of manufacturer milk, but that premium covering is based on the manufacturer milk, the base price. So when that goes down, it affects the liquid milk supplier big time as well. People mightn't realise that.
Oh, absolutely, Kieran. Yeah, no, the premium that is there, and it allows that margin to cover the extra cost. But when the base price falls away, it's totally eroded our premium. So it's going to make we are already facing into what will be a challenging winter. And any issues if there was to be issues on the shelves with the price of milk, it's going to have a long, long-term effect on that sector.
Henry Dunn, Chair of the Liquid Milk Committee of the IFA. Henry, thanks for taking a call. It's a very critical time, and let's hope that the retailers will see sense as regards using liquid milk as a lot leader. Henry, thanks for taking a call. We'll talk to you in the near future.
Thank you very much, Kieran.
FarmView with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
And you're welcome back to part two of FarmView. Now let's have a look at some items from our farming calendar. Firstly, turning to our farmer markets and country markets, and as always, we have a huge array of top quality farm fresh artisan food available every week across Waterford City and County. Saturday mornings, Tramore Farmers Market, Priest Road, Tramore. Strably Farmers Market, also Saturday mornings 9 till 1, and Waterford Farmers Market in John Roberts Square. Thursday, Dungarvan Farmers Market, Grattan Square, runs from 9 till 2, while on Friday, we have Waterford Farmers Market, St. Olaf's Hall from 9 till 2, also on Friday mornings, Dungarvan Country Markets, Causeway Tennis Club in Abbeyside, again running from 9 till 2. The annual Clashmore Kinsale Big Ploughing Match takes place this Sunday on the lands of the Dower family in Clashmore. James Coughlin was on to tell us that action in Clashmore on Sunday morning starts at 11 o'clock with all classes catered for. Kilbrian National School Principal Michael O'Halloran reminds us that a major tractor run will take place this Sunday in aid of Kilbrian National School. Registration in Kilbrian Hall from 11 o'clock Sunday morning with take-off from 12 noon, and as usual, tractors, trucks, bikes and vintage cars are all welcome. AIB have organised a major seminar entitled Planning for a Farming Future, taking place on Wednesday week, that's November 5th in Dungarvan's Park Hotel. Top class panel has been assembled, and I hope to preview the big event on next week's programme. Turning to our show jumping front, Shanachill House Equestrian Centre in Kilmac will host a very popular inter-school show jumping competition on Bank Holiday Monday next, non-stop show jumping action all day long at Shanachill House Equestrian Centre. Turning to the point-to-point scene, this Saturday in Wexford we have the Idle Hunt point-to-point at Kilmurkridge, while on Sunday locally we've Waterford Hunts point to point at Curramore, Portlaw, with first race time for 1 o'clock. Richard Galvin was on to remind us that entries are very strong, going is excellent, and that Sunday will also promise to be a great family day out at Curramore Estate. And for directions, don't forget you turn off at Dunsfees Bar on the N25 and it'll be signposted to Curramore Estate. And finally, on our livestock mart, Waterford Ross Mart this Saturday, general cattle sales from 9, calf sales from 10, sheep sales Monday also from 10. Next weaning sale is bank holiday Monday next, that's the 27th that happens. +5 weekly every Monday for the season. Entries now being taken. Turning to Dungarvan Mart, well, general cattle and calf sale as usual on bank holiday Monday next from 11. And don't forget the next weaning sale will take place on Thursday the 6th of November, fortnightly thereafter, with entries now being taken.
FarmView with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Renewable energy and, of course, solar panels have become a big factor in farming over the past number of years. And one area in particular, Tierlawn farm-generated renewable energy has been a huge success. So earlier I got a chance to talk to Damien Sutton of FarmGen. First of all, Damien, I spoke to you last time we were appreciate the clown a few years ago. FarmGen and these solar panels have been some success.
Yeah, Kieran, we've had a great success with the programme since we started in 2019. The evolution has changed with better systems being installed now, larger systems, ESB allowed larger systems, all the farms. Farms seeing up to 50% and more savings on their electricity bills, which is massive now in place.
Obviously, getting involved, there's a lot of grants, there's a lot of paperwork. So I think the last time I spoke to you on FarmView, you mentioned how FarmGen, if you get involved, you take over all the admin part for the farming family?
Yeah, we look after all the grant application from application point to drawdown. So that's an all an in-house piece with our partners, PV Generation. We do all the grid connection piece. So basically from sales to installation to commissioning, grants, we handle it all from start to finish.
Obviously, it's all farm buildings, but in particular, dairy farm, where you have the bull tank going, where you have the milk machine and all of that. As regards where to site the panels and the amount of panels, again, that's back to you to advise there.
A lot down to grid connection, Kieran, and single-phase, three-phase connections. But, you know, predominantly the big energy users in farming are dairy. So, you know, a big uptake on the dairy side. But again, the programme is open to all farming sectors, you know, dairy, tillage, beef, pigs,
yeah.
Open to all sectors.
And the siting of the panels and selecting the right area and the number of panels, again, is it back to advise the farmer there? Obviously, farm gen and solar panels, you think of the sunshine, but as someone said to me before, things as yourself about, it's just once it's in a bright area, it's a dewy. Obviously, the sun is a big help.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, at on dairy farms, predominantly we go east-west. On dairy farms, we'll site the panels, pick the appropriate sheds. This is a long-term investment for a farmer, so we really want to pick a shed that's suitable and it's going to be there for the long term here.
Now, as regards then farmers, as regards payback, what are you talking about realistically if I get involved putting in panels on my farm, supplying the house, the farm and the parlour? What are we talking about as regards payback time, roughly?
Yeah, roughly. Look, it's probably averaging out around 3.5 years, all depending on what way farmers are set up in companies or sole traders. But on average, look, you're looking at 3 to 3.5 year payback.
So as regards then, people might be listening to us, might be considering it and putting it on the back burner. No time like the present, obviously with this whole area of sustainability. It's really a no-brainer. It's a case of making contact with yourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, anyone can reach out to their local representative or sales rep, their branch, our customer service, or reach out directly to ourselves here on www.farmgen.ie.
Farmgen.ie for more information. Listen, Damien Sutton, good to talk to you. I'm delighted it's been such a success. I'm delighted to hear the uptake we've had from farmers, particularly down here in Waterford in the South. Thanks for talking to
me. Thanks, Kieran.
Farmview with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
But for an update on the product range in the Tierlawn ingredients section, well-known Dungarvan woman, Carol Power, who's now Senior Sales Manager for Ireland and the UK for Tierlawn in this whole area. First of all, a change from the agri division across to the ingredients section for you, Carol.
Yeah, absolutely, Kieran. And I suppose that the lovely thing about working for Tierlawn in terms of the opportunity to go from one division being agri over to our commercial ingredients team. So I took that opportunity 6 years ago now at this stage, and there's been huge amounts of learning from it. And I suppose it just shows the importance of the make that farmers are producing on a daily basis for us and how far they travel within the world.
And of course, the whole area of protein shakes and indeed whey protein, the expansion there we saw within Glanbia, but now Tierlawn yourself, is very exciting what you've achieved in such a short time.
Absolutely, Kieran, and it's a huge opportunity space for us as well. You only have to walk into any local supermarket and you see how protein space has changed. It's in yogurts, it's in fortified milk.
Across the board, but as regards the range of products that you're now particularly heading into the UK market, what are the big moves aside?
Yeah, so ready to drink is a big one that we see, Kieran, and we see the PLC in terms of the Optimum Nutrition brand, and they're ready to drink high protein drinks. And also we're supplying a range of ingredients into the US as well. And we're working with key partners such as Arcfed Muscle, who are using our truly grass-fed WPI in their ingredients. And they're using our seal on
when you say WPI,
the whey protein isolate, which is 90% protein. So as part of the cheesemaking process, which everyone has seen here in Wexford today, our whey travels up to Ballyragget and is concentrated down into a powder, which again travels the world. And it's
been an unbelievable success story, and for years within Ireland and quickly in the States. Glanbia in the past, now Tierlawn. When you produce a lot of cheese, you have a lot of whey, and now whey, my God, it's making some name for himself as regards to the whole protein sector.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can see, like, you know, how it's been targeted at different categories too, like from the young. We see plenty of kids doing their training sessions and grabbing their Muju off the shelf. And then we see, like, people, obviously we're an aging population, Kieran, so from an older population point of view, proteins is a key component of diet and it'll continue to grow. And what we're seeing too now is if young families are using it, they're going to continue to use it, Kieran. So it's a huge opportunity for us.
Obviously, within the Avonmore brand, as you say, there's a lot of fortified milk and protein milks. The Optimum Nutrition range that Glanbia had and now Tierlawn supplying. What's the overlap there?
So we're supplying our WPI to Optimum Nutrition. You can see, like, you know, you go into any supermarket across the world and that's in on the shelf there in front of us. What we are finding now is that Optimum Nutrition and all these brands now are moving into more retail spaces as well. Like, you know, traditionally a lot of these products were sold in an online format, but again, because with the additional consumer demand, we're seeing it in so many new faces.
Because it's coming from a grass-based system here in Ireland, how important is that from you, from a sales perspective, quickly heading over to the UK, that the whey protein that's coming is from a grass-based produced milk?
It's so important, Kieran, in terms of even the taste profile of our proteins versus other countries' proteins. What a lot of our customers are telling us is the same profile of our ingredients that really makes us stand out from other competitors. And it's a unique story that our farmers are producing milk on a daily basis. It's going into our factories and that then travels all the way around the world. It's something that we all should be really proud of in terms of our involvement with it.
Listen, Carol, delighted the way you've settled in so well into the ingredient sector, sales manager here in Ireland and in the UK. Best of luck in the future. Great to talk to you and great to see a Dungarvan woman at the head in this area.
Thanks very much, Kieran.
And before I go on a racing front, good week again for local Waterford connections cross channel. We had two wins at Brighton for Kappa Jock Tom Queeley, while back home, what a week it turned out to be for Knockeen Butlerstown trainer Henry de Bromet and his Knockeen stable. Henry saddled 7 winners in 5 days. Unbelievable achievement. It's included a double at Punchestown, wins at Curra and the Thurles, and also to round off a brilliant week, Henry saddled a treble at Limerick on Sunday. While also last week with wins for Cormac trainer Pat Flynn at Dundalk and at Gordon Park for well-known Ballygunner owner Dr. Tig O'Sullivan. Well, that's my lot for this week's programme. Once again, my thanks to Ollie for all he's helped in putting this week's programme together. So from myself, Kieran O'Connor, stay safe and hopefully I'll have your company again same time next week.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.